We continue on the KCII Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coaches Corner. We are set to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Track Athlete of the Week. She joins us from Washington High School, Jenna Greiner. Jenna, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And Jenna, let's start with, what year in school are you at Washington?
I am in 11th grade, so I'm a junior at Washington.
And as a junior, still have some time, but have you thought about your future plans after graduation?
I'm not sure of my future plans yet. I know college bound somehow, but not sure where or what for yet.
If you had to pick right now, what are your interests? What might a dream job be?
A dream job would definitely be something involved with agriculture. I'm not sure what yet, but definitely with agriculture involved.
Aside from track, what other activities, sports and otherwise, are you involved in at Washington?
I'm involved in a lot of extracurricular activities, such as BPA, FSA, FCA. I do dance, run track, lots of other stuff. County Council, 4-H, lots of things.
You're very busy, but when you do have free time, what do you like to do?
I like to hang out with my friends, be out. Yeah, I like to be at home, hanging out on the farm and working with my animals and stuff. It's fun.
When we get to track, take us through a typical meet. What events do you normally compete in?
Some events that I normally compete in, there's a list of about five of them, usually long jump, sometimes the sprint medley, most of the time the 4x2, sometimes the open 2, then usually the 4x1 and the 4x4.
Do you have a favorite out of that group?
I would definitely say that the 4x100 is my favorite event just because it's so quick and it's just 100 meters of dead out sprinting and it's just my favorite. I think it's so fun.
Now, you're involved in a lot of different events, but do you have a running event that you've not done in a meet that you'd like to try?
I have never tried the open 400. I don't know if I'd like to, but I would like to see how I would do in that. It wouldn't be fun to run, but I would like to see how well I could stick with everybody else that's running it.
Now, for field events, you do the long jump, but are there any other field events you'd like to try that you haven't gotten a chance to?
I have tried high jump. That didn't work out very well. I tried that the beginning of my sophomore year. I tried that for a few meets and then decided that wasn't really my thing. And then we decided to go back to long jump, and here we are.
You were very busy down at Mount Pleasant and very successful at Mount Pleasant as well, qualifying for state as a part of four different events. I want to go through each one of those, the long jump, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4. Let's start in the field events with the long jump. Take us through how that event unfolded and what it felt like to qualify.
So that event was one that I was really nervous for because if my steps weren't perfect and right on, then I could potentially scratch and then not have any long jumps. And so I was really nervous about that to start the day. I knew that we had three prelim jumps and then we got three jumps in the final. So I knew that in the first three jumps, all I had to do was just make it to the final. So that was my goal, to first get one jump that I could be on the board and then just keep going up from there. And then once I made it into the finals, I was a little more calmed down. And then my goal from there was just to obviously jump as far as I can and stay up in the top placements.
Now, did you know when you hit that big jump that would be enough?
Definitely. When I hit that jump and I heard him say however long it was, I think it was 16-6, I knew that I was like, that should definitely get me into the finals. And then I went and asked Coach Johns if it would potentially get me into state. And she said, yep, you'd be totally fine. I still wanted to get either first or second at the meet so I would be 100% sure that I would make it, but yes, it definitely felt good to get that jump.
Now, the long jump had a slightly different aspect, and we talked about it down at Mount Pleasant, that you were going head-to-head with a teammate, Hannah Anderson. What was that like?
That's something we're pretty used to. We compete against each other at pretty much every event, or not every event, but every meet in like long jump or some event of a kind. But we're used to it. It's definitely a friendly competition. I mean, as long as one of us does well, we can just be happy for each other, and there's no problem with it.
We go from the long jump over to the track and three relays to talk about there. Let's start with the longest one, the 4x4. How did that event unfold, and how did that feel to qualify in the 4x4?
So in the 4x4, we had just ran the 4x1 the previous event. So we were a little, three of us out of the four of us in that relay. So we were a little gassed, but we knew going into it that we had a chance and that there was going to be some really good competition there down in Mount Pleasant. And so we just knew we had a goal of times that we wanted to get in for our splits. And we just knew that it was going to suck, but we had to give it all we had, and we made it. So that's really good. I'm really proud of us. That's something we've been working for the whole season. So.
And you're 4x2.
Our 4x2, we also knew that there was going to be some good competition, like Davenport Assumption and West Burlington and stuff. And as the race started, I was watching because I'm the anchor leg, and so I was watching, and we were ahead a little bit, and I knew, oh, my goodness, we have a chance at this. We can get in the top two and then be 100% sure we're going to make it to state. And so as soon as I got the baton, I just knew I had to catch Davenport Assumption, and I did, and then we were in. So it was a really cool experience, and everyone was cheering, and it was so cool.
What did it feel like when you passed the Assumption runner and crossed the finish line?
Well, it was really great, but then again, at the same time, I knew that she can dig a little harder, and she can probably pass me right back again. So I just knew I had to keep going as hard as I could and just strive for that finish line.
And the fourth event, the 4x1, take us through that race.
The 4x1 is one that we definitely look forward to at every single meet because, again, it is our favorite event, and we're all such a great team. The week before districts, we had a bad handoff between Isabel Bailey and myself, and that was a fault on my part. And so we just knew that we had to get past all of our good handoffs and just run our hardest. And we know that we had we should be in the state, but we just wanted to be secure. And so it felt good once we actually made it in.
What has you most excited about being at state this week?
The thing that I'm most excited about is probably getting to watch everybody else and how like crazy good some of the people are. It's really amazing, and I'm really excited for our events. Obviously, I'm a little nervous, but I know good things will come. We're supposed to make it to finals, and we're hoping to make it to finals in the 4x1 and 4x4. So that will be really cool.
Now, we get to see you guys compete on meet nights, but there's practice, some bus rides with your teammates. What can you tell us about your relay teammates? What's it like to be with those girls on the team?
Our relay teammates our teams are very, very close. We're all very close in age. Most of us are sophomores and juniors. So we're close in age, and we've all kind of been through the same things. We all run the same events, so we're together most of the time at the meets and stuff, and we run the same practices. And so we're just really close, and we all talk to each other and hang out with each other, and it's really fun. It's like a family.
We get to talk to Coach Schantz on this show, the Coach's Corner, every week. What's it like to be an athlete for Coach Schantz?
It is sometimes very intimidating. She's a very good coach, and I look up to her a lot. I know that she's always trying to better us and make us the best we can be, just for our own good. She's not doing it for herself or anything. She truly cares about her athletes, and she's very, very, very respectable.
When it comes to track and fields, do you have role models, people you look up to in the sport?
Definitely. I know that they've had some really, really good athletes come to our school, like Macy Merrick and some other people that have graduated in the past, and their legacy still is shining down in our school. And so I just want to be one of those people. I want to be the people that they talk about in the future. So
outside of track and field, who are some of the people you look up to?
Oh my goodness, I look just up to so many people. I would say a lot of people in the senior class now that are graduating. They are so, so involved and so passionate about what they're involved in. And I want to have that passion and work hard for my goals.
Our sponsor for the Athlete of the Week segment is Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, and they operate their business with some core values. Those include honesty, integrity, dedication, responsibility. Jenna, what would you say your core values are, both in track and out?
I would say some of my core values would be obviously honesty and integration and stuff. And I would say that I am very, very accountable and committed. I'm accountable to all my friends and teammates, and I'm 100% committed to the sport. And I know that even though it's not fun sometimes, I got to work my hardest and just strive to get better.
Well, we're chatting here before you guys head up to Des Moines. So, yeah, you still have all the events ahead of you. What are some goals that you guys have set for your events as teams and for you individually?
For our events as teams, like I said earlier, we're looking to get in the finals for the 4x100 and possibly the 4x400. So that's definitely a huge goal. And we're hoping to place well in the 4x2. We're sitting pretty high in all three of those events. So those are, I'm really looking forward to those, and we know that they're gonna be hard, but we gotta push through. It's for the good. And for long jump, we're just trying to, number one, get on the board first, and then just strive for that personal best. I'm hoping, one of my goals is to jump 17 feet by the end of the season, so I'm hoping that will happen here at State. Maybe the adrenaline will kick in. I'll just fly.
Well, Jenna, congratulations on a great night down at Mount Pleasant. We wish you good luck coming up at State, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
That's Jenna Greiner, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Track Athlete of the Week, a quadruple event qualifier for the state meet in Des Moines. We'll be back with more of the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coaches Corner right after this on KCII.